You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for The Voice. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip about The Voice. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues.
Yeah, it's continuing. It is the After Buzz, The Voice. I always get confused with that because some of these intros, outros, they change on me. Well,
confused with what?
Well, I don't know. Why did I not get ready for that one? I was lagging. I don't know. It's been a long day, honestly. But anyways, confused. I'm just glad you're back.
Yay!
She's back.
Marcy has not been here. You have not been here since the X Factor.
Since December.
Reality show recapping. Yeah.
So I'm glad to be back.
No, you're back for The Voice, like one of the biggest ones. I mean, it's like bigger than American Idol.
I guess that's what it says on the board.
But you do American Idol, right?
I do American Idol, and it's I don't know. After seeing American Idol for so many years, The Voice is, I don't know, it's a fresh look.
Yes. So. Okay. Well, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do The Voice. My mind is all out of order right now. I'm honest. That's what, and it's funny because it's on camera. So I didn't even realize.
Who knows what you see?
But anyways, who cares? NBC The Voice. Man, like the whole Super Bowl thing, pushing to what they're calling Super Monday. The Smash show is supposed to be really big too. But The Voice, they had their original first episode yesterday. Did you guys take a viewing to that one?
Yeah. Saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, did you like it? Why did they say The Voice is better than American Idol? Just because of the...
I don't really know. I mean, I feel like it might move a little faster than
American Idol. Yeah, I think so, too. It's. I think American Idol kind of goes through so many different people. It's hard to, you know, especially at this point in time, it's hard to remember everybody. And The Voice kind of, even though it was 2 hours long, you kind of feel more invested with each person because you get to hang with them for a little bit longer.
Oh, and Christina Milian is on this season.
Right. Oh, right.
I know
she's
that doesn't
job.
Mean nothing
Go
about
Christina.
Nothing.
Love.
I know that
no,
doesn't mean nothing
gorgeous
about... Yeah.
And, like, good for her.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're working again. Maybe we'll see you on stage.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, she's back on the, or she's on the show. I'm corny and cheesy, and I like Carson Daly as a host. Do you guys enjoy?
No, I don't like Carson Daly on television.
Oh,
like, yeah, he just does nothing
for
me.
I mean, I loved him back in TRL days. I thought he was amazing.
Oh,
okay, you know,
TRL wasn't bad for him.
Right, I thought he was awesome, but I also was, you know, 12, so I didn't have...
Yeah, you're not 12 anymore.
But, I mean, I listened to him on the, you know, in the morning, 97.1 for about 20 minutes, and I think he's good at his job.
Yeah. No. So this show is big. It's big. It's big, 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 big. Adam won last year, right?
Correct.
So they're going to be, like, all the judges are teasing each other.
Yeah.
That's something that seems like they're doing a little more this season than last
season. I love
that
Adam's, like, personality, I feel like, is coming out more. Like, now he's cocky, and he's like, I won, ha-ha, in your face. And, like, the last season, he was kind of quieter, and nobody really knew who Adam was.
They knew him.
Outside of Maroon 5. You know what I mean?
Oh, they didn't know
Christina
his
Christina always had a personality. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you notice on the billboard it looks funny? Because not just because she's a bigger girl, because we love heavy people.
Oh, no.
Overweight. I'm an eater,
Christina,
too.
Christina, you need to lose some weight.
But did you see in the billboard, like, her picture's, like, a lot larger than the rest of theirs? I mean, I know it's more of a imaging...
Well, she's the only girl, too.
No, I know it's an imaging and marketing thing, but it's also funny because she's the old, like, the chubby one, and they have her...
And she's just getting chubbier. It's like she's comfortable with it. Not sexy, Christina.
She's owning it.
No. She's cute.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know what? If you want to be a big girl, that's fine. Dress for a big
like
girl.
You like Kelly Clarkson, and she's a big girl.
She is a big girl, and she dresses for a big girl. You don't see Kelly Clarkson in, like, a tight, like, anything.
She's got
flowy.
You're saying she's kind of, like, still in the genie in the bottle days.
She's not a genie.
But she's out the bottle.
she busted it out the bottle.
But yes,
I love
seems
you,
like,
Christina. Don't get me wrong, but
I didn't watch that much of it last year, so this is kind of, you know, new to me. I saw some of, you know, at the end of last year. But it seems like her personality is a lot bigger this year too. She's talks back a lot.
She's always been pretty cocky.
She called Adam Levine Justin Timberlake wannabe. I don't know.
Yeah,
if this episode,
it does seem like this season, like even in the promos, the commercials, and everything, it's like, what's different? Well, this season it's more competitive with the judges, so that's definitely amped up.
Yeah,
they're filling themselves. You know, they had a good last season. They're like,
they know that their job is set.
It works,
you know?
Right?
They're not like the X Factor where they may be, you know, booted off by Simon Cowell, which we saw half the show is now not coming back.
Wow.
All
that's
right.
Interesting. Can't wait for that.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Cool. So this is Marcy, you guys. I know. I didn't even say your name. Did I say your name?
You did.
Okay, well, I'll say it again.
Welcome back to me and everything.
I know. Thank you said so welcome much. Back, but I didn't say your name, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm Marcy.
Truly. It's that heat. And that's Mark E. Allen.
That's right.
Yeah, on Twitter as Mark E. Allen. Yours is a weird twit.
Mine's Marcialago Music.
Yeah. So they're both singers and dancers and all that good stuff. No. I have no talent, and I can't even talk sometimes also. Anyways, we'll talk about The Voice. So the first group is The Line. What do we think? Go.
Whatever. They're going
home. Oh, Mark, mind you, when we did X Factor, she's not the nicest person.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's quite the mean judge. She would be the mean judge.
Yeah, I'm Simon.
Sure.
Yeah.
We don't have really any mean judges on The Voice. It doesn't seem everybody's just lovey-dovey right now. But the Line, I didn't think they were terrible. Yeah, they're two acoustic guitars. They had the guy and the girl. So when the guy started singing, if you had your back to them, you never knew that another girl was going to come in and sing the harmonies, and it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But
I don't think anybody should turn around for them.
They worked the crowd well, too. They kind of did a stop the music and kind of did the clap thing with the crowd and got them invested. So I thought they worked the crowd well, but they ended up...
Did the crowd clap too early? I hate when that happens. it's not like I'm completely on beat, but I just hate when the singers on all these shows, American Idol, they're getting into it, and they're the damn uncoordinated crowd claps. Don't start the clap so early.
You're invested for the whole time. You don't want to stop early.
Yeah, you need a moment. These are rules that the audience needs to know.
Christina. I think a couple people turned around, and Christina.
Oh, that's the one who they chose?
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting. I don't know what she's going to do. I feel like they should have definitely gone with
who would you guys choose if you got
I would choose Adam in a heartbeat.
You would always choose Adam? He's more your style, or he mixes better with you?
Yeah, because Christina's got way too much tude for me, and I'm already attitudinal too, so we would probably fight. It would be all bad, and then I would have no performance.
And
Blake, he's just...
I'm a big fan of country music, but I would see myself, Adam Levine or CeeLo. I think CeeLo is very talented and creative.
And what did you like about CeeLo's arms or his little...
what arms?
CeeLo doesn't have any arms. Yeah. He has these little appendages.
Doesn't he wear tank tops or whatever?
But he works it. He does his thing.
Yeah.
Did you see him on the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He was doing it.
Yeah. What else happened at the Super Bowl? The MIA, did she flip off everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. That means the FCC is going to be
bad. Listen, black people, when you get an opportunity...
Oh, there she is.
...to be on a huge, awesome show, could you just act right? You only have to act right for, 11 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Just, seriously. I love Janet. I'm just saying. Seems like there's a pattern.
I'm
surprised you're not defending the idea that Justin Timberlake, wasn't he the one that pulled Janet's...
Oh, completely. I completely think
but you're
he
only blaming
threw her under the bus.
Yeah.
Janet, I am on your side. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, black people as a whole, can we just act right for the 11 minutes if we get the opportunity to
What about the next performer, Jamar? Act right or not?
Jamar.
He was the rocker dude.
He wasn't memorable for me, though. I can't.
Well, because you can't.
I know. I was like, who's Jamar again?
Not memorable. Yeah. I thought he had kind of had cool style. He's young, hip.
He did have a cool voice.
Yeah. He got picked up by CeeLo, which I think is a good fit for
him.
It's
a very good fit. It's perfect. They both have that screaming, blow you away kind of voice.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And are you always supposed to pick the person that you match up with?
Absolutely, because they know what to do with
you. But I don't think that happened today.
It didn't.
That's what I'm saying, because it seemed like a lot of people were choosing just Adam. Everyone wanted to choose the winner, because he was I won last year, you know?
But yeah, it seemed like a lot of people that we didn't think were going to go to Blake. Blake was just gaming them up today.
Dude. And they're all going to lose. I mean, Blake, bless his heart, he is a nice person, but he is not, like...
He's not competitive?
Not
or?
The business.
Well, he's in the country world, he is very... He's at the top of the game, him and his wife, Miranda Lambert. But as a performer for me, I don't see him being the best judge or the best coach.
Yeah, I had never heard him sing, actually, until today at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. He's like the bomb. He's actually like very, very
good. Well,
that's
what he's saying. Just because you don't know him for like the genre you're
listening
to. But
you're just watching him like coach the other people.
Oh, he's just boring.
He's not good.
Or not passionate.
He's the kind of guy that will help you move if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you know, you call him over to like help you do handiwork.
Oh, or, okay. Construction like, worker. Okay.
Yes.
But don't you dare. But don't you dare teach me how to do music. Okay.
Yeah, that's Blake. That's kind of how I feel about Blake.
Then there was a Neil Middleton.
Yeah, Neil Middleton.
He didn't make it.
Oh, so they just let him go, huh?
And he had
like an illness or something.
Yeah, they said that he wasn't going to make it through the night. He was a rocker dude. Yeah.
Had so is he alive now?
Going on. He's
yeah,
still alive.
He was alive. Of course, he's
good.
On the show.
Oh.
But... yeah, he's saying
well, he's not going to make it.
It's like a rocker version of Heard It
They
Through
recorded
the
this months ago.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. I seriously thought somebody was going to turn around.
Especially because they just tugged at our heart the whole time.
Yeah, it was like,
so when they
was
don't
in start. Tears.
Who was?
No, I was kidding.
Yeah, you know I don't cry, right, America? Like,
America. So they don't have to choose you.
Right, no. So they kept their backs to him the whole time.
Yeah.
But then when they turn around, did they talk to him and like?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you were awesome.
Yesterday there was somebody, on the season premiere who not only they didn't choose because they didn't turn around, but also was ugly. So I really felt really bad because I was thinking. Because
when
two
they
different,
do turn around.
That's
two
guy?
Different. Huh?
Bow tie guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's when I really realized what the voice was doing. I mean, they do a lot of great things, but imagine that. So the whole concept is like a lot of the voice people do look good for camera also, but then a lot of them don't. That's like the mm-hmm. whole thing. Like, like Beverly from last year, like not a looker, but boy,
yeah.
she can sing.
Yeah.
One more time for Beverly. Yeah. She was not a looker, but it's okay because you turned around and was like, oh my God, she's such a great singer. Right. Well, this guy was not good enough to get the singer turn around. And then when they turned around,
they were like,
they were also like, oh God.
Yeah, they did that to this one girl.
They were like, in that case, I would have turned around and voted for you.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, the Katy Perry chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was not.
So I just thought that part was. Yes, Bowtie Guy was the real. I realized that.
Well, he was like the biggest guy playing like the ukulele in the previews.
Yes, I saw him.
I think it was a ukulele. I'm not. No, but he.
The little ukulele looked like this big.
But he was,
Also, I want to talk about looks also. What was he doing wearing the bow tie? I don't
keep it hip and fresh.
But I don't think you should. I think he should have been in a hoodie or something. I don't know. You just can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
see,
dress
that's
more.
That's what I was saying about Christina.
No, well, I'm taking your energy and going with it.
Exactly.
Only because I always battle weight. And I'm going to tell you, the more weight I gain or the more weight I lose depends on how cool or fresh I want to dress. I'll be honest with you. Why you laugh about that? That's a serious thing. Meaning the more weight I gain.
You feel bad. Talk about people that are like,
it's a struggle, you two slims.
I want to see where you're going with this. What are you saying? The more hoodies you wear?
No, the more the bigger I get, the less I would ever want to wear something cool. Like, yes, that's what I'm saying. The only way that I'd want to dress like that is if I felt like a little slimmer and better about my look.
Or going to a wedding.
Well, maybe he felt good about his look.
And he shouldn't have. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying about Christina.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm saying the bigger you are, the less choices you have to wear. You should. You should. But he felt comfortable. Okay. I'm just agreeing with the Christina Aguilera comment.
Thanks. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, from this point on, I don't care what you say. What about Gwen Sebastian?
Gwen, who?
Oh, I don't really remember her very much, but she went with
Unmemorable.
Blake.
Yeah. Well, no, she was somewhat memorable. She sang a song called Stay by Sugarland, which is
I remember her now.
Top five country songs for me.
Okay.
Of all time. When that song came out like 5 years ago, I watched that music video over and over.
Yeah.
And over, just like, wow, it's so well written.
YouTube clicking, yeah.
But she, yeah, so that's why I had 5 million views. Bam.
Oh,
but
you
can
got
we talk
at least
about what her story was? Because I'm just like, really, they were
Do you
scraping.
Like the stories or you don't like
no.
the stories? I love the stories. I don't
her
mind them. Not all of them. Not all of them.
Oh, my gosh. I've given up having children so I can still do music. That's not a story.
Oh, that's like, yeah, stop crying. Like, if you want to do it, just do it. Yeah.
Yeah. dude.
Yeah. What do you want? I mean, you want something bad. You want
no, it's not that I want something bad. Lose a limb it was just like, really? Yeah. That's what you. That's your story. That's why we should vote for you, because now you're not having children and you're doing music.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I mean, she probably just had to do that to, you know,
get on the show. Yeah. What's your story? That's the question.
Need to have a story.
Well, yeah, exactly.
All of us X Factor people are supposed to be coming up with.
We were trying to come up with her story, or we're gonna like
still are unless X Factor is not existent.
Yeah.
But so she didn't have a great story, but she had a very similar voice to Jessica Nettles, I think her name is, of Sugarland.
Mm-hmm.
So the song is really good. It was a good song choice, and you know
choose their songs on this, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't like X Factor how they didn't get to choose.
Well, on The Voice they don't get to choose when they go to the rounds where they battle each other.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't get to choose.
Oh. So this is their blind audition.
My point of saying her story sucked was she doesn't need a story. She had a great voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, but don't they need something?
No, yeah. No. That's what these shows lack.
She said she loved Adam Levine's music, but she ended up going with Blake.
And that was a perfect pairing.
Exactly. There it is. That one
worked.
That's
going to work.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. They got it right. These judges over here got it right. Do we have anything more to say about Gwen? Or is it on to Kim, Kim Yarbrough?
She's a big black girl who sang a big black girl song.
Oh, which is what? What's a big black girl song?
Chaka Khan, right?
Yeah. Tell me something good.
Oh, I don't like that Chaka Khan song.
No, she was just telling you to tell her something good. I wasn't blown away.
I was just like,
and
yeah,
isn't it?
Good.
I mean, Chaka Khan's really good, so it's hard to kind of get to that level.
She was good. You know, she had a big personality.
Mm-hmm. But that is it.
I won't be voting for her.
You won't be voting for her. Who will you? Do you? You don't vote at all, do you?
No, I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've voted once.
Yeah.
Not The Voice.
Okay, well, if you get on the show, I'll vote for you.
Thanks. I appreciate
but
it.
But when you get the show.
Yeah, when you get
the heartbreaking story.
When you win.
Yes.
After your skiing accident.
Yes.
I'm breaking your leg. Pamela Rose was also there.
Ooh, that was iffy.
Yeah.
Remember Pamela? She sang Already Gone, Kelly Clarkson?
Yes. She was like this, well... She was a butterface. Like, mm-hmm. She had a great body.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was great butterface to me. Right. But, you know, like, you know, she was a cute girl, and she sang horribly.
I love how you explained it. Like, everyone knows what a butterface is. You know, great body, face. Thank you for the clarification.
At any rate, she sang... horribly. Like,
girl.
She was off pitch.
Yeah, she was pitchy the whole time.
The entire time. So nobody turned around for her. But then they turn around, and CeeLo's like, damn. Like, CeeLo, I would have just liked to look at you.
Yeah.
that's like his every. He has to say something sexual about
every
woman. Yeah.
She's leaving, and he's like, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
But yeah, she sang Already Gone, Kelly Clarkson, and
she was already gone with that song.
And then what did one of the guys though? He was really into CeeLo though. He was like, "Oh, you were I was always a big fan of yours." What was his name? Remember? It was
that. I thought that was.
Oh, we haven't gotten
Jamar.
There. Yet,
oh, we haven't
right?
got there yet. Well,
that was Jamar.
That was Jamar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think none of the other judges turned around because they, you know, they knew he was going to go perfect with them.
Oh, okay. So that's who he ended up with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he was
perfect
upset.
Pairing.
Yeah, that was another perfect one.
All right. Angie Johnson.
Oh, that was an army chick.
Yeah, she had a really cool story. She was in the Air Force, and she sang an Adele song while they were overseas or whatever, and somebody taped it in the audience and then posted it on YouTube. Within like 5 days, she got a million views, millions of views. And
really happened.
Yeah, and Carson Daly even saw her on there and posted it on his Twitter.
Which means
whenever it happened.
She didn't have to audition.
No audition.
Oh. I'm sure.
Well, why don't you guys do videos?
Seriously.
Mark does videos.
We're gonna get it together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make it happen.
Maybe he just doesn't have good song choices. Oh.
Yeah. Wait for this next one. 2 weeks?
Which one are you going to do? Are you going to do the Gautier song? That would be kind of cool.
Gautier.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know. I just said it. I was hoping I could just mumble it, huh? I was hoping I could mumble it. We could move forward. But now it's been called out completely.
I think that is actually...
Gaudy. I don't know.
I thought it was I think that is how you say it, actually.
But anyways, forget it. Just
it's a good song,
but
that chorus is...
Gautier?
Yeah. Well, it's...
It depends how you want to say it.
I think it started off as a YouTube sensation. The video is really cool.
It has 5 million hits.
He's painted on the wall.
Yeah, that one has 5 million hits.
Yeah.
Or no, 50 million. What am I talking about?
The song is good. And people are...
did you see him perform it on Jimmy Kimmel? Gosh, pretty stiff, boring.
That chorus is just so hard. It's just screaming chorus.
Oh.
I'm more of a, you know, keep it funky and fresh. But,
gosh, with the funky and fresh.
Mark is funky and fresh. You know what I'm saying? This is fantastic.
But I hope next
you gain
cover song, wear lots of hoodies. But I'm doing Drake and Rihanna's Take Care.
Oh, what a good song.
Somebody asked me to do that.
You should dance
in
the background of
that.
Well,
here's the thing.
You should do interpretive dance to his song.
Kind of like the girl that did the
See, we're going to get that YouTube video. And then we're going to end up having these people on the show.
Well, yeah, like with the girl that did a song later. Did Make
It's
Him
Your
Say
Birthday.
Make Him Say Ah. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, the Trey songs?
Yeah, she made a cool rendition.
Oh, well, renditions are fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I
know a lot of people
rendition.
Don't think they are, but yeah.
Well, they're cool if you make it good.
Yeah.
But the Drake one that I'm working on, I did a rendition, so it's
Oh, that one's a good song, though. I like the way that sounds.
We are so off topic.
It's not off topic because it's a YouTube video, and this is the way people are getting on shows. So it's not off topic, you know? No, I'm just kidding.
What is the silence?
Are you giving me the silent treatment?
Wah, wah, wah.
Man.
But, so yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing your rendition.
Thank you.
So.
Well, maybe I just went off topic because every time we talk about a contestant, you're like, I don't like them.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
That would be right.
Please return at once.
We were done. I was just ready to start talking back about topic.
That is not true. So,
I was talking about music.
I think you liked Angie Johnson. She was the hot chick in the
Army
in
chick.
The Air Force.
Yeah.
Came out and she killed it.
I did like her.
CeeLo. Okay. Good. Grabbed her up because she was a hot chick.
Yeah.
And he probably said something weird to her. And
I'm sure, And he was the only one to turn around for her, and I was really shocked.
Yeah.
Because she was far better than some of these fools
up here. Yeah, I think so, too.
Was
this
other one, what is it, Durant? What was the
Dez
last
Durant.
Name? Dez
Durant. Dez? I think, yeah.
Dez Durant.
Yeah.
I don't have that
unmemorable
on my paper.
You remember him. He Yale football player.
Football player.
Remember the draft dude?
Yeah, kind of looked like Mark.
What are you trying to say?
Kind of, sort of.
Just let you look alike.
I'm just saying.
Oh, wait. You said
like
he was
a Yale football player?
You said he was black? What?
No. He was a football player and he's from Yale.
Yeah.
Oh.
And smart.
He actually had a good voice. He sang a cheesy song.
Yeah. This is the worst
tell
song choice
why.
Of the night.
Which
he
one?
Sang Tell Me Why by the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, no.
Somebody almost hit the easy button on him, but he.
The what button?
It looks like the easy button.
Oh.
Yeah, the turnaround button.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was easy.
He was good, though.
He was good. It was just
he
the worst
so
song.
He was so cheesy,
choice.
Though. He was like that guy you would see at a gay bar at karaoke. Like, getting it, though. Like, that's what he reminded me of.
Yeah.
But he took a semester off of going to school and playing football.
That was the story?
Which was great. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not.
And I'm like, who plays football at Yale? Can we start there?
Is that on topic?
Whatever.
He came out. If he had a better song choice, I think he would have got through. And once they turned around, they're like,
totally disappointed.
They were
disappointed. Because he had a great look.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know,
so
it's
is that what
80%
people,
image.
Is that what America likes about The Voice? Because I'm like the opposite. Because I don't mind liking somebody because of the image, too. Like, that's okay.
These shows.
Me too.
But what they,
I know it's supposed to be like pure and nice
no,
that
agree.
Like we could.
Because I want to, if I'm going to look at you, I want you to kind of be sexy if you're singing something.
Not
sexy.
Even, yeah, it's like also like the marketing and
can
the.
Can you imagine if Adele sang like Janet Jackson songs? It would just be wrong.
But there's.
Like, so am I a bad person to think that? Like, I don't like
no,
that
No, I
aspect.
Agree with you.
No,
yeah.
I think it's
100%.
I think image is more, sometimes you don't have to be talented if you have a great image.
Yeah, I mean, these are all bad obviously, things for us to say.
There's a whole bunch of those people.
It's bad for us to say that, but it's the
truth. Because, yeah. Anybody that
I got no career coming to me because look at the way I look. I mean, shit, get it together. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
But that's even half the, that's almost better. If you go in with a bad image and you have a decent voice and then they can create you into something remarkable, then that works in your favor. That's another lane.
I wonder what they're doing to Beverly this year. I mean, really. I wonder how they're making her
Beverly
look.
Beverly is just...
I liked the last
what?
Year's
She's
Dia
going
Frampton.
For the lesbian
I liked her.
Market. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, that's her thing. She's going to be big over there.
Whatever happened with the one Dia... Was it Dia Frampton? She was my favorite last
Dia
year.
Frampton. I don't
the
remember.
The little... Oh, you didn't really watch it last year.
Really
oh, wait
it.
A minute. You mean the other kind of lesbian looking one?
No.
No?
Just... Frail looking one.
Frail. I don't remember her then.
Frail non-lesbian.
No.
Hmm. Okay.
So then it was, do we have anything else to say about Dez Durant?
Dez Durant. No.
Who was Jess? Was that? No.
Who?
I don't know.
The next person is Jermaine Paul.
I have somebody as Jess.
Oh, the technical guy in here, his name is Paul. Just a little
the technical guy.
Fun fact here at AfterBuzzTV.com.
I'm bringing the corny today. I'm so sleepy or something.
All right, Jermaine.
Jermaine really Paul.
He was Alicia Keys' background singer. I'm going to say it yet again, and I said it on X Factor. If you've already had some sort of major professional, like, fantastic thing, you should not be able to do these shows. It's crazy.
But I think that's why they kind of, I mean.
Tell me that boy has not.
Oh, is that why you didn't like Stacey Francis, kind of?
Yeah. I just feel like, you know what? Like, the show is not going to help you get in.
We didn't agree on that last time.
We didn't.
But that's.
And are we going to agree on it?
Probably not. But.
But the guy that won last year had, I think, multiple records.
Javier Colon, yeah.
Yeah, he had some
totally
contracts.
Yeah, he had a song on the radio, I remember.
Yeah so.
It's just annoying. I mean.
You
but
think
isn't
you
that
think
every.
It should be all people that have never had
I think
a
that's like saying
be,
that's like saying.
Not all people that haven't had anything happen, but people that are actual amateurs. Like.
I know, but what if somebody said that about you? Like, oh, she's experienced, you know, like.
I have not been on tour with anybody.
You've been on television.
So?
That's still something.
No.
Okay.
I'm like.
But I think even like he's saying, first of all, he's saying Avril Lavigne, complicated. This is the second worst song choice because this would actually kind of.
So
I was gonna say these songs are real.
Clearly the man could sing the Yellow Pages.
I didn't
pages.
Think he was.
He could sing the Yellow Pages. His voice is phenomenal.
What are the Yellow Pages? I thought we just use Google.
Huh?
We don't use Yellow Pages anymore.
I think that was a joke. Was that a joke?
Yeah.
It was a joke.
It was not good.
She makes jokes hard to say because she's always like, what? What? Yeah. I mean, so you really can't.
I think now that it's 2012, you have to say that he could sing the yellowpages.com.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so he can sing anything. We're going to say that. So, I mean, clearly he was trying to do something different with this song.
Yeah.
But he sang a
song by someone
that was like 17.
Yeah.
When she did it.
And you could tell that
it was just weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And after he got who turned around, Blake and CeeLo,
he got
super cocky though after that. Remember that?
He was super cocky.
Super cocky.
He was like, "Tell me, no, I don't want you to tell me why you want me or need me. I want you to tell me why you want to keep me or how you're going to keep me." Like
he said that to them.
Yeah,
to make them almost feel like, "Why did I even
turn my little chair back around?" I'd have been like, "Never mind."
Blake Shelton, country dude, he's like, "Well, I'm not going to tell you you're going to be kept. That's up to you." And he's like.
He's like,
let me give my scarf up real quick.
Anyway, he picked Blake.
That was weird.
It's a horrible pairing. Number one, because he's going to run Blake. Like, he's going to run him. It's going to be all bad.
I don't think he
wasn't
the most memorable.
You can't run your coach. Your coach has to run you.
Do you think he would be as memorable if he wasn't Alicia Keys' background singer?
No.
His story?
I don't think so.
You said he could sing the yellowpages.com.
I do think he can, though. That boy hit super high and super low on Complicated. Like,
yeah, I think the chorus is what made him. I think everything else was boring to me.
I think he could do well, but he's going to have to come off of that cocky.com thing. Yeah.
Cocky.com.
And you really don't like him because he already had a deal or a background singer. God, that's okay, though, I think.
Fine, okay, fine.
Can we talk about my favorite one?
Is that wait, who?
No.
Lindsay?
I don't know if she's ever on the list.
I think Lindsay's super cool.
I'll keep looking.
Because Lindsay's like this little white girl who clearly came out and you thought she was going to sing something singer-songwriter-ish or whatever. And she busted out with
Trey Songz. Make him say,
It's your birthday. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And like cool rendition.
Completely her own like thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if somebody's
and
done
I just
before,
want those
but...
to be good because I don't like it when it's like it's an urban song and then they just make it more you know a different
she
sound
killed it.
And then it just be like oh it's so good just because it's different it's got to actually be
hers
good.
Hers was and even I forget who said it this is the best thing that's happened to The Voice this season
yeah
we're only 2 days in five hours in
but hey
this hour yeah
but that I thought was the best performance throughout the whole night just because she just the rendition her look. Everything somehow added up, and
she picked Christina. And
God,
I think
that's so tough, though. If you're a judge, you don't get to even see that look. Huh? Mm-hmm. Only us, as the viewers, get to see it.
Until
we should have to watch the show where we can't see the person.
I know.
I thought about doing that.
That might actually be interesting to do.
And then, like, write our own notes, and then like change our mind. I'm just kidding. She's got a great look. Let's keep her.
Hysterical.
Oh man! So that was your favorite.
But she picked Christina, and I think that is going to be an amazing pairing.
I think so too.
I want to see that. Is that on YouTube? I want to like rewatch
that video.
Yeah,
I'm sure it
is. I mean, of course, I watched it once. Kind of.
Right. You want to see it again?
Yeah, I want to see it again.
Me too. Let's do Ojai.
Ojai Lopez.
I was about to call her Hoja again. I'm like, why are you... ethnic people and their children's names.
It's a pretty name, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
What does it mean? We should look that up.
I don't know what it means. Anyways, well, how about the singing, though?
She was not good, and she was not cute. There was no redeeming value for her. I felt bad for her.
One of the biggest songs, I don't know if it was 2010 or 2011, Teenage Dream, Katy Perry.
Well, that doesn't sound like, that sounds like in the choice of what you guys said before. It sounds like the Backstreet Boys song, sounds like Complicated.
I'm not going to showcase my vocals with that.
Yeah, those are all three. Those three go in the bad choice song.
Yeah, if this was like a dance competition.
What song again?
Teenage Dream.
Oh, God. Yeah, what a mistake. Yeah. Should be automatically voted off
and
the
she
show.
She was like,
voted out of life.
Yeah.
Super frumpy. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, she didn't look. She looked frumpy?
No, she was frumpy.
Is that your way? Heavy? Fat?
Yeah. Mm. She was a big girl. Mm-hmm. In a big girl outfit.
At least you could appreciate that. At least she wasn't wearing the Christina Aguilera. She wasn't a genie in the bottle. Squeezing. I'm squeezing in
poor
a bottle.
Poor Christina. I'm just like, boo, you have to see yourself on television. You know what you look
she's
like.
She's got so much confidence. I kind of am just like, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's not sexy.
It's starting to get we've seen her so much now, that so many times in her new state, that it just seems as normal.
Nope.
But eventually will seem normal.
Yeah, it's normal. It's fine.
She's
sexy. Been picked on her whole career,
dude,
it seems like.
It is
and she's
not
still...
sexy to have on a tight black dress with a belt that stops here, and then you got all this happening. no, that's not
this
sexy.
This is the way you described it.
So
me.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Christina Aguilera, at this point in time in her career, do you think the voice is saving her?
Heck
not,
yeah.
Not her actual voice. Because her voice is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Oh, what about what
do you think she'll ever make a comeback to be like, she should, with that voice,
Christina just
she
needs
should
the
just
right
be,
song.
I know, if she
it
just sings
be
beautiful
Christina
every time.
Just needs the right song. Like, that last album she did, oh, I know she was trying to, do something different. It just, oh.
Just sing just ballads.
Like, are you saying, is this hurt or help her by being...
Well, I know the voice is definitely helping her, but I'm saying as far
music
as,
wise.
Her music-wise, if she didn't have the voice right now, I mean, her jumping on Adam Levine's song, I thought that was a weird pair-up.
I loved it.
You did?
Yeah.
It was weird.
I loved it for Adam, too, because, I mean, Adam would never do a pop song like that. You know what I mean? That was so far out of the box for him. I thought it was great.
Which, yeah, I thought it was a good mix for him.
You know, it's just one of them songs.
But just her, I don't know, her on the bridge like that, I was like, yeah, she's a good singer. I don't know.
Yeah, Christina's one of those singtheyellowpages.com singers.
What was the issue that, more tabloidy thing, that Christina Aguilera sang at last and had something dripping down her leg?
Did she?
Really?
Oh, you guys.
Well, it was at the funeral, right?
At the funeral?
Yeah.
I know, that's not good.
I saw the performance, but I didn't zoom in. What?
She said, that's not good.
She was sweating.
No, it's some type of liquid that's dripping down. I'm sure the people I'm sure the people that spend a lot of time on Twitter, which I've been trying to not spend a lot of time on Twitter, know all about it. But yeah, there was she was singing at last, and there was a liquid drip. The publicist said it was.
Our systems detect that a host has.
How is it off topic? Are you just off topic crazy over there?
Nah, he was like, that's nasty. We don't need to talk
it's
about
Christina
that.
It's Christina Aguilera. It's been in the damn.
All right, we have one more person to talk about.
But that performance was awesome. The song that she sang, her voice.
Yeah, and it was giving to Etta James, who, although got mad at Christina, Britney Spears, Brandy, who.
Wow.
Beyonce.
Whoa, slow down.
Recently.
I'm like, slow down.
If everybody had their tears turned around, it would have been better, I think.
If what?
If everybody in the funeral had their chairs turned around and no cameras, then they would have been like, wow, that's a great performance. Yeah. But she had the little leakage. Yeah. But
well, but we can't talk about it because it's off topic. You're right. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
Angel Taylor.
What?
She was pretty good. I mean, she wasn't blowing me away good like everybody thought she was or whatever, but...
Shit, it was her story.
She had a single parent grow up. Oh, wait. She had some abuse. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
She was abused.
Do you hear yourself?
But, I mean...
Do you hear... Wait, can I just reenact the way you sounded? She has no story. She had a single parent. It's whatever.
Everybody, no. Parents.
She got abused. Okay, it's cool.
Yeah.
Do you hear yourself? Oh, my gosh. Marcy, if Marcy doesn't do a broadcast once a week, it is just really... AfterBuzz suffers. And we haven't had you for 6 weeks. I feel so much better to have you back here.
Well, yeah.
That's why I'm shaking up. Jeez, honestly. Okay, but anyways, Angel, what's the story? Abused. Who abused her?
She was abused by her father, and where is she from? She's from L.A., but she's saying... Adele, Someone Like You, which is when you initially hear that, you know, a girl singing an Adele song, you're like,
But I mean, she was good. She wasn't, to me, she wasn't like blow me away, like wow. She stayed on key, which was amazing because nobody does that with Adele music.
Right.
Like,
And Someone Like You is very, you know, it doesn't build up until the chorus is kind of right here the whole time. And she stayed there and then right
before
the chorus.
I did want her to go up in the chorus.
Yeah.
And she didn't do that, but whatever.
Had the whole song. You think she
has a great look. She's got a good package for herself.
Real quick, we'll do a commercial and then we'll come back and like just talk. Actually, we won't talk. I have one thing I wanted to ask you guys, but anyways, do a commercial and then we can figure that out.
Alright.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then, I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Hello. What do you want to buzz about? You were watching and listening to The Voice, the after show. You know, The Voice is doing really good on the after show, the after buzz little situation on iTunes. So that means, you know, hopefully they like you too, because, you know.
Hopefully. What do you mean, hopefully?
That's right. Everyone loves Marcy. So we're gonna do news in a second. Also, I wanted to do, like, because we were talking about bad song choices. So we're just going to start, like, nominating songs that we think would be really good song choices, or if the two of them, who are singers, what they would do on the show. So that's like interesting because I want to know if the choices that I have, if you guys would think those would be really good songs as a singer, because I'm not a singer, so I don't know. But they sound good to me. Anyways, how about some news maybe? I think we're going to do news, yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, so what's the news, Mark?
Oh,
I wish you had the news.
No, I thought one of the cool things about...
sounds more like an opinion.
Yeah, no,
let me give you the news. This is what I think.
No, I'm just saying, thus far, as far as, you know, since The Voice has started these two episodes, I wanted to kind of recap and say that the guy, I think his name was Jesse something or other, but he... I forget his name, but he was on the Mickey Mouse with Christina Aguilera.
Awful news.
No, he was on the first episode, and I thought it was really cool that he was in the Mickey Mouse Club with Christina Aguilera and Britney, all of them back in the day. And then he came out with an acoustic guitar, did a rendition of I forget what song it was. It was really good, I guess. But
memorable.
He ended up sticking around. Christina Aguilera didn't turn around, but he ended up picking Adam. And then he went backstage and they were talking about him, you know, being in the Mickey Mouse Club, and that Christina didn't even recognize him when he was on there. And then she's like, wait a second. And then rushed to the back. And,
do you think that's a plan?
Time out. This is because I'm almost with you. She was saying she didn't recognize him?
No. Well, they were talking about how she didn't recognize him.
Well, of course not. Cause
it's been
this weirdo when I was 12 years old in my career?
Yeah, but then at the end, after he walked by, then she kind of was like... What? And then found him backstage in front of his wife. I was like, oh my God, Britney had the biggest crush on you back in the day.
I don't know.
You think that was planned?
Yes, completely.
Yeah, I think it was completely planned.
I think it's pretty interesting that you're so into it.
Completely planned.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was news.
No, it was news.
I'm doing recap. The recap.
I have a little bit of news. Like, I was on NBC, MSNBC.com. They had a thing about how they have all these reality shows now, like The Voice, American Idol, and all these people are auditioning, and they've all, like, had record deals and been on tours.
Which you don't like.
This and done that.
Hates it.
Yeah. So annoying. I just feel like
that was
so
the end of your thought.
Well, American Idol, that hardly ever happens. I only can remember one time where.
Are you serious?
That I remember.
Okay, when I was on American Idol, like.
Oh, sound all arrogant the way you said it. Like, in that context.
I would say, like, seriously, once it was down to the top 44, at least half of the people in the room had either had some kind of record deal. Done some major, like, thing.
Yeah, did your favorite, Kelly Clarkson, didn't she even have it, too?
I mean, they used to give out a lot of record deals, but they would just get shelved, so should cross them out.
Good point, yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, you're making it like you can't ever do anything.
A lot of people do get shelved. I agree with you on that.
So
if you're damaged goods, you better just go back to living a terrible, boring life.
Isn't that one thing that The Voice kind of made public when they started last year? Because with Javier having two or three, you know, even a song on the radio, like you said, and this was his final shot at stardom.
I guess it doesn't really... Okay.
And he got it, but
I'm kind of digressing and taking it back a little bit. They make you get out of everything. So even if you have anything going on, like, you can't have any contract whatsoever when you're on these shows. If you are not legally terminated all your contracts, you can't be on the show.
And then you're under their contract. And then
exactly. Hmm. So I guess, you know, it's whatever.
So you should still try to be on these shows, or?
Well, I mean, if you feel like it's your shot.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, there's...
There are There's definitely, two I mean, ways for The Voice, for sure, you know, you have these people that don't look like they would ever fall into a, like, pop star category or country star category, and, like, but they have these great voices. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a perfect platform for them, you know? Mm-hmm. They wouldn't make it otherwise.
Right,
I mean, I think we're good on the music, though. See them.
Because now we're just talking again. But I mean, without news, music could go on a lot. But news kind of worthy. I mean, it's just going to drag. News worthy is like they do the shows, I guess, you know, and end up getting their second chance on television or, you know, Jennifer Hudson. But now the newest one is the American Idol, you know, Catherine McPhee. She has her big, gigantic show tonight.
Good for her.
You know,
I wish
Smash.
She's a super sweet person, too. So yeah. Good for her.
So, you know, it is the visibility, too. But, yeah, that's tough. All those contracts or whatever. But, you know, whatever's right for each person.
Exactly. You have to, some people, you know, want to take that route so that, you know, you're going to be under that contract. But otherwise, you wouldn't be there. So,
yeah.
But then you have to, I mean.
There's, like, so many routes now. Like, originally, it was, like, the one route when you were, you know, you had to maybe get a manager and you shop yourself your own way. Then now there's the reality TV way. Now there's, like, the YouTube sensations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that really, you really, so that one person was a YouTube sensation and that's why they got to go on The Voice?
I mean, I assume she probably didn't have to audition. I'm sure Carson was like, oh, my God, look at this girl, blah, blah, blah. And the producer's like, great, bring her in.
Great story, great look.
Yeah.
Good voice.
Bring her in. I'm Very sure cool. she didn't have to go through, like, the regular audition.
Can we talk about, like, song choices real quick? So, one of the songs had me think of another song. I don't really remember anymore, but now it made me want to ask you guys, like, good song choices, okay? I've always thought somebody should do the Goo Goo Dolls' Iris. Is that not a great song? I don't understand
why.
I think it's a great song.
You're asking me, screechy voice, to sing it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I will.
Do it.
It's a great song. It's
Come
that. Well, I won't sing it, but
I'm
I'll say
waiting.
It.
Does it even say Iris in the song?
No, not at all. But That's the music. And it goes, now I don't want the world to see me because I don't think they'd understand. For everything's made to be broken, I just won't.
Great
song.
Great song.
Okay. Nobody's song. The only person I've ever heard.
Good job, Ronnie.
Come on with the come on. The only person I've ever heard sing it, really, I mean, maybe I haven't watched every reality competition shows, but
yet
one of the X Factor people in the UK, he sang it.
Hmm.
And it wasn't actually that great, but that's a great song.
I think that song is in the same zone as I'll Be by Edwin McCain, and people sing that song all the time.
Yeah, they sing that a lot.
I'll Be. I wonder why.
I think people like,
I was wondering
sleep
if it's like,
on the whole Michael Jackson thing. I don't know
really.
Why people don't audition more with a Michael Jackson song. Like, first of all, everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Second of all, if you can kill it, like, you're a shoo-in.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, I guess that he kind of falls under someone you have to, you know, you have to do your own rendition, otherwise you're going to have to live up to Michael Jackson, even though
Well, that's what you're there for, though. You're there
I wouldn't
to
want
to.
Exactly. I wouldn't
you know
want to do
mean?
A Michael Jackson song. I
really?
Wouldn't want to. No, I don't know. Something about it, I wouldn't want it. Like, not even in the sense of, like, oh, let's not touch that because it's so Michael Jackson. Just, I don't know. I don't think. I don't think I'd want to perform.
Well, I did songs that were completely out of the box.
I would like something like this, Goo Goo Dolls, where it's a great, it is, it's not like it's not a popular song,
right.
But there's hundreds of people or whatever that don't know, you know, they'll like forget about it or whatever. Like you were even like, which song is it? You know, but you definitely value it and respect it. And yeah, why is it called Iris when it's from the movie, I've never seen the movie, Meg Ryan and Nick Cage. City of Angels, yeah. Yeah. Great song. Great song. Anyways.
Well, isn't that Uninvited song, too, from the City of Angels?
I think so.
Alanis Morissette? I don't know why people don't do her more often.
That's yeah. a good,
she is
good,
a
ooh,
great,
good one.
She has great,
is there any,
great range songs.
Is there any current musicians that people should kind of cover? I kind of think that Bruno Mars' new song is pretty decent.
I think that song sounds like other songs.
Well, his chord progression is the same in a lot of songs.
Oh, chord progression.
Completely
I don't even know what
annoying.
That means.
It just but, I mean, means that the song sounds the same from the music to what he's doing. And,
yeah,
and
but
like,
I mean, you're talking about the song for Twilight, right?
Yeah.
It Will Rain?
I mean, I feel like somebody could do well with
yeah.
that, right?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, as a guy, his range is so crazy, so he's way up
his
here.
His range is high.
So for a girl to sing that, yeah, otherwise you'd have to sing it, you know, sing it low. And,
okay, well, let's choose some songs, you guys. I mean, let's choose some songs that would be great to go out.
I like for girls for a song to sing for, you know, challenging voice, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh.
Which
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Do you think that's going to get enough?
I guess.
Because I don't think people, like, a lot of people do At Last to show off their vocals and songs like that, but.
Okay, I'm
people,
now able to kind of see it, but right at the beginning I was like, no.
I yeah. like when people take fast songs and slow them down.
Yeah, like, hey, yeah.
But they got to do them good, though.
Yeah,
I hate
I
it
agree.
When it's just like what
good.
I said about the urban song to the, like, making it more acoustically folkish. Like, it's got to be good, though.
Yeah, exactly. But
no, I agree.
I think years ago, it'd be, you know, when somebody did that, you were totally blown away. But it takes something like tonight when she did Make Him Say Ah.
Mm-hmm.
That
was just killer.
It was like when
that's
the
good,
little
yeah.
X Factor chick did the Baby Baby song.
Which one?
Justin
Bieber song.
Well, somebody did that
Baby.
Tonight too. We saw a small
really?
Clip of it. It was a dude that
and he did Justin
he did
Bieber?
Justin Bieber, but he played acoustic guitar, and it was very forgettable because that he shouldn't have
yeah,
been singing.
Remember.
Like they said, he had no emotional connection to the song, which you can't really. It's more
well,
you know
like
just kept
Homeboy,
the groove.
It's complicated, but like seriously.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
yeah, that was the worst.
But
choice.
It was complicated.
Oh. Yeah, that was the worst.
It was so bad.
Complicated.
I was like, you are a grown-ass man. Why are you singing this song?
Maybe his daughter picked it out, because she's the one that told him to do it.
I'm sure.
She's the one that saw the show.
All right. I think that wraps it up. What do you think,
hey.
Paul, over there in the little corner?
I think we hit everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. So that was The Voice. Why don't you guys follow their Twitter and
yes,
YouTube
you
pages
Twitter,
and all that?
Marcy Love of Music and
yeah, Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about you?
Look them up on YouTube and all
that
good
much,
stuff too.
But if you tweet me, I promise I will tweet you back.
I all tweet right. all the time.
Cool. Follow all the AfterBuzz shows. We're out here. Ronnie, Marcy, and Mark. The Voice, keep on watching it and downloading us on iTunes and all that good stuff. All right, Paul, we're out here. Later.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.